Yeah, I get the, it's kind of the best of both worlds right there. If it's yeah, there are days I do not go out of Lake Michigan. You got to respect the big water. You know, a 30-foot power boat is no business out in 6, 8, 10 footers. I do run the big lake a lot, but only on nice days. I run it to Mackinac Island, I run north of there, I run all the islands around Lake Michigan, near me, you know, Beaver, North Fox, all that, Traverse City. And this summer, hopefully I have enough time to cruise a little bit further, but you just got to pick your days, you know. There are days not to go out there, and it's a lot easier now. I mean, I've got radar, I got XM weather, I got a chart plotter. It's pretty hard. If you know how to work all that stuff, it's pretty comfortable being out there at low visibility. It's wavy, windy days are no fun.
Yeah, I don't have any experience with radar, but I'm a real ham radio. I'm a real geeky guy, so I could see myself getting into, you know, the radar thing. They said that, you know, like, if you hop out onto Lake Erie if you want to go to Foots Bay or Kelly Island or something like that, all you have to do is turn the radar on and look for the big tower, you know, and then aim for the tower. You don't even need GPS. You don't need anything. So I got a business friend of mine. He owns a handful of car dealerships, and he's got a big boat, like a 45-footer or something like that. He's older than us, probably old enough to be our father, but he says he just tells his boat what to do once he gets it out there, and he says he really doesn't have to pay any attention to anything. The boat just does it. But when you got a boat that big with diesel, you know, I'm sure, you know, it monitors how bad it's going up and down and all those other things, and he drives it all the way around and comes down into St. Clair River and brings it home. You know, he lives over there on the east side.